We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here talking today with Robert Reese, Pottawatomie County Administrator, and Dee McKee, Pottawatomie County Commissioner. Her district covers the Manhattan side of Pottawatomie County. And before we get on to our next topic, I did have a question I was not able to raise here in that last segment, and that's regarding, you know, this whole issue about the potential bridge that could help alleviate some of that traffic in the Blue Valley area, or the Blue Township area. This seems to me like it's obviously in the interest of Pottawatomie County. I would think the city of Manhattan would favor this from an economic standpoint, economic development. And I think the school district and USD 383 and K-State would all be interested in this. But the hang-up has been, obviously, with Riley County. That seems to be the one major hang-up.
Yes.
And I don't want to put you on the spot.
We have brought it up at city, county, and asked for their support and how to move it forward. And I can't say that it's dead-ended. It's just simply that the county doesn't necessarily see it as important as the university should, or within BAF and people that live back and forth, and or the city with the economic growth that's potential and the residences, the people they need to work in the businesses that are at all of their employable places. And we have in this whole region a shortage of employees, so we have to support employees to make it useful. We'll keep working on it. You know, it's a matter of time. It hasn't failed. It just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to the phone lines here. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning. I know you've moved past this subject, but just back to one thing regarding the radio system. You had a caller a couple of minutes ago who I believe misspoke. He said Manhattan was doing this, and that's not true. It's Riley County. There's only one police department here in the county. But it encompasses Manhattan and the entire county. This is a county system that's being set up. And he also said this was being mandated by the feds in terms of the NBAP. And I don't believe that's correct either. I think this is something that's being done by Raleigh County simply because they figured out their radio system was inadequate.
That's not necessarily an MBAF situation. That's an FCC situation.
Yes.
And that's entirely different. But MBAF is a factor because, you know, all the potential worries that many people have as far as, you know, an emergency situation there.
Yes, I understand that. It is obviously a factor. But it's not being mandated. You know, if you're going to put information out, let's make sure that it's correct. Let's not insinuate that the big bad feds have come in and stomped all over us and said, yeah, you have to do this. You know, if you're going to put stuff out to people, let's at least make sure that it's correct. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you for the call.
By the way, I did have a caller ask a question pertaining to roads. How's the salt supply doing?
we tend to play catch up on our salt and sand supply. It's been kind of a unique winter, as you can attest, and we're staying up with it, but it's not without its challenge. You know, making runs to get ample quantities to treat the roads and so forth. Yeah.
Okay.
You have so many roads you have to take care of.
That's what often happens is this year you'd have a day off, they'd clear the roads, and then it'd snow again. And our priority is the main routes, bus routes, and so on. And the people in the cul-de-sacs and back streets are thinking, why don't you get over here and take care of my issues? And the real challenge is we do primaries first. And when it comes this unique snow after snow, those get retreated or plowed, and the others are a little bit behind. You can't take care of everything, so people just need to be patient. It has really damaged the base of the roads considerably in the county. Potholes that we never had for 4 years are now showing up. So it'll take some time, and it'll take money to get it back in shape. But
Robert, how many miles of roads do you work in Pottawatomie County?
Over 900
miles of paved roads. Yeah, I was thinking it was close to 1,000.
Yeah, over 900 of paved roads, and then an additional several hundred in gravel.
And unlike Riley County, where we have townships, you don't have townships
Correct.
Maintaining roadways. It's all county unit.
That's correct. Right. Yes, that is correct.
And that's a different thing for a lot of people that have moved over to Pottawatomie County, how things are handled.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, yeah, obviously that's going to cause some issues here going forward. That's costly to repair all those potholes. Another thing that could be costing the government here if retailers have their way is the whole dark store theory. And this has been an interesting situation that we've been talking about here in the news quite a bit, Dee, and I know you have some opinions on it. But the fact that we don't have legislation on it yet here, what needs to happen here from the state level to they probably need to get involved, don't they?
Well, they are involved in that. These companies that own the large box stores have nationwide come forward and said we would like to, or we believe we should be appraised on the value of our stores as if they were empty. Kansas has a uniform and equal appraisal law that has been defined probably constitutionally. And so they're going through the process of arguing. Now, we did one, the Menards store here in Manhattan, with comparable sales and income and so on. We won that, and that is in the county of Pottawatomie, in the city of Manhattan, right here. We pulled that together, and Lois Slagle, who's our appraiser, did an excellent job. We hired a special appraiser to take it up. They're coming back to the state with more and more of these, and as they are not decided, because the Board of Tax Appeals is three people and they are not adequately, by numbers, able to handle all of them that are coming through, these are being set back and set back. So we don't have the answer to what they're going to do, and it can't be statewide in our county. I served during reappraisal, and every county does their own appraisal, and they have to be within a standard that's set, and they check them every year to see that we are within that 5%,
10%,
10% ratio of correctness, and it's every location is compared to Kansas City. It's called a Marshall Swift Index in terms of buildings. But anyway, complicated as it is, that backup in Topeka is potentially, if the losses or the adjustments are made, every county will have to pay back what was over assessed on those properties. And that includes every school district, every local taxing district that received money after the county collected it is going to have to pay back what might be the correction. And those corrections are now getting into 2 years and maybe 3 years behind. And for everybody that thinks that we're in good shape, if that comes about, there's going to be a real tough time of school districts and cities and cemetery districts and everybody else that has tax money figuring out how to reimburse the money that would be returned. I think it's important that the legislators, who are not paying much attention to this, begin to see that impact, but most of them are just sitting and waiting to see what will happen. That obligation of reimbursement is, to me, almost, I mean, it's the most scary thing that's going on in terms of our ability to continue to serve essential services, because it will just hit all at once with repayment. And I think Mr. McHenry and Riley County put together some wording that they would like to have in the bills that for appraisal, our legislation. And Senator Hawk talked about it Saturday morning at the meeting, and he said there's just not a forum for that yet. But we need to talk to all of our legislators and make sure that we don't have to give up, nor do we have to lose those particular things by saying you appraise something as empty. If that happens, the smaller stores would be entitled probably to the same treatment, and apartments and everybody else would be entitled to that kind of treatment. And under those circumstances, it could be enormously a financial impact to the way Kansas operates.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, one person hears about somebody else is getting a tax break. Hey, they're going to want to.
Well, it's uniform and equal. I mean, the law kind of says that. So. Hmm. We would all be impacted whether we fought it or not.
Yeah.
That's my theory of it anyway.
Well, that's a difficult thing. Let's take a quick break, come back here, and we'll maybe talk a little bit more about the dark store theory here and other issues affecting Pottawatomie County when we return on News Radio KMAN.